Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast episode 44, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I hope everyone is off to a great start to the year. This is the first episode of 2018, and today I'll be talking about evergreen content. Now, I made some goals for myself this year. I want to continue growing my personal branding, and with that I want to produce more content and for different platforms. So I want to obviously continue doing audio through podcasting, but I also want to do video and I want to write more. So I've written articles in the past, and something that I've learned just from creating content in general is that the type of content that gets you the biggest return on your investment and your effort and your time is evergreen content. So I'll go ahead and explain what evergreen content means and what type of benefits you get from focusing on evergreen content. So to give a definition, it's basically content that is always relevant. It's not time sensitive. It's not dependent on when it was created and when it was consumed. And so as an example, let's say I write an article on how the internet works. Anyone that's looking up that type of information, they're going to come across my article. And even if I wrote it like 3 years ago or 5 years ago or even longer, they're going to get the information that they were looking for. They're going to find that article to be very relevant. And so, you know, that effort that I initially put into that article, and then also maybe I update it here and there, but I can always depend on readers coming to read that article. Now, in contrast, if you write an article about an event that happened, that article is going to initially get the highest number of views or readers on that first day in which you posted it. But after that, it's just going to start declining, and eventually you're going to have almost zero readers on that article. And so that effort and time that you put in, it's not going to stay very long in terms of the return that you get on it. And you're going to have to post another article. And then if that one's time-based, you're going to have to post another one after that. And obviously, you know, news websites and websites like that in which you have to constantly post articles for readers to come back, and it's, you know, the newest ones are going to be relevant to them. Obviously, those types of websites are important, but if you're just trying to spread information, let's say, because if you have a business or a product or a service, and you're trying to promote it by giving away information that's related to that service, you want to, you know, write an article and have that always be relevant. That's going to be a huge benefit to you because you're always going to have people coming in through these search terms. And so with evergreen content, I just see that as a way higher return, and it's more focused on the quality of the article itself as opposed to just pumping out a bunch of articles about trending topics or trending frameworks or whatever it might be. And so, yeah, I definitely would say focus on evergreen content if you're trying to boost your personal branding like myself. You know, I'm definitely going to write about articles about whatever is the most popular framework, let's say. I'm going to give out tutorials, but I'm also going to focus more on, you know, just general topics or just something that I know people will be searching, but they're going to be searching for in the long term as well, not just, you know, not just for this year. The other really big benefit that I see to evergreen content is just creating a catalog of information that you can link to and that you can also continuously post on social media. So if you have a bunch of articles that are not dependent on when they were posted, you don't have to be scared of sharing those multiple times because, you know, something like, back to the example of how the internet works, reposting that and getting new eyes on that article, you know, people are trying to find more information about it. It's just always going to be relevant. It's just always going to get people to click it. And so, you know, you're not putting in any extra effort in a new article or anything like that. And so that's going to give you a really huge return on your effort right there. So I hope you found this episode useful and thank you for listening. Now, next week, I'm going to be at CES. It's a Consumer Electronics Show. It's a tech conference in Las Vegas. I go to it every year and this is my second time. So I will probably not be posting an episode next week. But I will definitely be posting an episode the week after. I'll do one on this conference and talk about some of the things that I saw. It's going to be tech related, but maybe I'll find some way to loop it into what I talk about on this podcast. So if you're trying to find all the different places to follow me and, you know, keep yourself updated on what I'm working on, Twitter at SunnySyncIO. You can also listen to this podcast on Anchor, and you can comment and you can call in and different things like that. So you can follow me on Anchor and different podcasting platforms. So thanks for listening again. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.